Dr. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center, and welcome. Today we're going to hear the stories of the impact of an intentional life, and you're welcome to come and join us as well at 888-888-1717. Much encouragement, because that's what we believe around here. God has created you and me to thrive.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a conference speaker and counselor, best-selling author, husband, father, and grandfather, and your advocate for the family. Now, to help you live an intentional life in Christ, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt, and I welcome you to the program. We got some callers standing by we're going to get to in just a few moments. You're welcome to join us, as I mentioned, either on Facebook, where a discussion is continuing, or on Twitter at the IL Center, or calling 888-888-1717. I opened by saying that God made you to thrive. I believe that. There's a Psalm 1:3, where it says, "He shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper or thrive." Why is it that only human beings of all of God's creation choose not to thrive? Have you ever seen a tree that doesn't try to thrive, at least doesn't attempt to reach its maximum potential? Have you ever seen an animal that God has created who intentionally chooses to only mature physically to a certain size? Well, the reason is because only humans, only us, only we can choose to ignore God's purposes. Now, ultimately, God's purposes will take the result of whatever God has intended. But you and I can choose to ignore God. And in the process, that lack of obedience limits our growth. And I'll tell you what intentional living is all about: helping you to know what God's purposes are for your marriage, what God's purpose is for your life, for the finances, for your work, for your health, for your kids, for your family, and then in turn help you live intentionally in those areas. Boy, when that happens, you thrive. Ultimately, that's what we want to do in our lives. You know, I find so many people who struggle with emotional things in their life. They're either struggling with unforgiveness, for instance, and God is a God of forgiveness. And if you become a person of forgiveness in your own life, it can radically change your life as well. We'd like to hear your story, the impact of an intentional life. Tell us your story. We'll try to get it on, maybe not today if it doesn't fit, but I'll tell you what, we're going to use these in upcoming programs. So you're always welcome to leave your stories when you call 888-888-1717. Just before we get into the calls that are standing by, a reminder, we've got some great events coming up this fall for couples. We continue our Love Your Marriage tour. We've been around the country the last few years. And for this fall, we're going to be in Arizona, in Mesa and Glendale in September, and then Tucson in October. And you can get your tickets for couples by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
In January of 2012, I was in a very, very bad motor vehicle accident.
In the wake of that motor vehicle accident, she began to abuse medication.
Leah's lifetime of addiction had reemerged.
Greg grew angrier while I grew sicker. When he kicked me out, I was completely hopeless.
My heart had just grown so hard and so callous towards her that it didn't concern me that she had nowhere to go.
Choosing to do the next right one thing saved her life and their marriage.
I am in a 12-step program. My sponsor actually took me in, and I lived with my sponsor, and she believed in me.
We had a godly couple that counseled us through this, who were able to talk some sense into me and say, "You really need to look at what's going on. She is growing spiritually with leaps and bounds."
As we made decisions to be obedient, the Holy Spirit did a lot of work for us. It took a lot of work on our part, but the Holy Spirit guided us and helped us.
And there's hope for you too. Visit theintentionallife.com/one thing and discover how you can begin living the intentional life.
They say that girls mature faster than boys, and that was certainly true in our marriage.
He's my helpmate, and he is my best friend, and we never had that before.
There is a story of hope. There is a story of the reality of what happens when a person or two people in a marriage, in this case, choose to live intentionally in their marriage. And Lee and Greg attended one of our conferences that we had a few months back, and they, along with many others, share the stories of what God has been doing in their lives. And this thing works. It works when you choose to be obedient to what God has for you. We're not talking about rubbing like a genie in a bottle and have God do what you want him to do. That's not intentional living. In fact, intentional living is knowing what pleases him, knowing what the Bible teaches, knowing the principles and laws that God has for us because he loves us, and then in turn choosing to live in obedience to him. I suppose we could call it obedience living, couldn't we? Because ultimately, that's what intentional living is all about. You know what this means? This means a negative reversing force. Disappointed, discouraged, disillusioned. And I looked at some other words. You think of disability, right? It's the negative force against ability. Disbelief, it's the negative force against belief. Discontent, a negative force against being content. Or I dislike, a negative force against liking. And I thought about this in terms of, if we're feeling disappointed today or discouraged or disillusioned, what do those words really say to us?
Maybe you're feeling dis today. You know, and we think about disrespect, that's a negative force against respect. And in your life, if you struggle with discouragement or disappointment, the teaching for this month is right up the alley for you. It's designed to encourage you, not discourage you, to comfort you, and to respect you, not disrespect you. And every month, I get a chance to bring you a brand new teaching from the Intentional Living Center. And today, we want to put the spotlight on membership. And I've asked Dawn to come back into the studio today and talk a little bit about members. Why do we make such an emphasis on membership? Why is this such a big deal for us?
Well, the main reason, as you know, Dr. Randy, is that that's the way intentional living runs. It runs on the engine of our members, those
right.
who come along and stand with us. And, you know, you've said it many times, and I've said it too. It's not for everybody. You may not be particularly interested or called to be a member or go deeper with intentional living, but maybe you are. And if you're one of our 3,500 members that we have, thank you so much. God bless you. 3,600 now. Just want to say thank you. If you're interested in becoming a monthly member, supporter of Intentional Living with a gift of any amount every month, I encourage you to go online right now to theintentionallife.com. Again, it's theintentionallife.com. Let us know that you want to take your intentional life deeper and allow Dr. Randy to come alongside you every month with a coaching and mentoring CD.
Thank you, Dawn, and we'll wait to hear from you guys. We appreciate your support. You know, we need to be intentional in every area of our life, even in the area of intentional forgiveness, as I mentioned earlier. So let's get back to the phones, and I got Kendra on the line from Phoenix. Hi, Kendra. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing very well.
Good. We've been talking forgiveness. How has forgiveness made a difference in your life?
Well, you know, I was sharing yesterday when I had called in. My husband and I have been married for 16 years. And fortunately, there hasn't been like a big, you know, event in our marriage that required forgiveness, like, you know, an affair or, you know, spending all the life savings, anything like that. But on a day-to-day basis with, I guess, what I call like normal marital conflict, the same kind of things that we all face and go through, my husband found himself not able to forgive me, you know, on just a regular basis.
Keeping records of wrong. The Bible talks about keep no record of wrong, kind of like keeping a record of all the little things that add up.
Right, right, exactly. And so, therefore, it was building up resentment in him toward me. He was really seeing me as the enemy and resenting me. And so it put a real wedge in our relationship together. And anyhow, he recently had decided to try an experiment of something that he had heard from a guest speaker that came to our church. And so he came to me and said, "Hun, I am going to start a new daily habit, and I'm going to pray in the Spirit for 30 minutes every day." And let me tell you, it has produced a miracle in our marriage.
Wow.
Him being able to commit to doing that, which is hard, but he is really focused and plowed through, and now he's developed a great habit doing it every day. And I have seen such an attitude shift in him when, you know, approaching our conflict. His attitude toward me, his tone, he's been able to forgive. He's been able to resolve unresolved issues. And it's just brought a closeness and intimacy to our relationship that I've always wanted and I've always craved. And not only that, it's inspired me to do better. So now I'm picking up this habit and I'm going to try it. And I just think it's great. And so it's produced forgiveness, and we are doing better than ever.
Fantastic. You know, while you were talking, Kendra, I was drawing a little diagram here on a piece of paper. I'm taking, and I use this when I teach, I take three circles. And if you take three circles and let them overlap each other, there's one place in the middle where all three overlap and they touch each other.
Yeah.
And it represents to me the three parts of our being, our thinking, our emotions, or our heart, and our hands in each of those circles. But where it intersects, if we get the Spirit of God clearly at that point in our life, it impacts our thinking. It impacts our heart and emotions. It impacts our hand or our behavior. And the key, and I think this is a really important key to intentional living, and if people can picture this in their mind, those three circles, those are the practical things of life, how we behave, how we think, how we emote. Yeah. But if we allow the Spirit of God to be at the center of our life, right in the center of where those three circles intersect, that's what your husband sounds like he did. As a result of that, it's changed how he thinks about his marriage, thinks about his day, thinks about you, how he responds to you emotionally, and probably even how he reacts to you.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a great word picture. That's exactly what he did. It just brings Christ right into the center of even our conflict. And so it's really softened his heart, and it's just been great.
Fantastic. Thanks for sharing your story with us today, Kendra.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Hello, my name is Roxy, and I listen to Randy often when I'm in my car, and I was listening today, and you're talking about forgiveness. I recall about 24 years ago when my 16-year-old son was killed in a motorcycle accident. A truck drove out in front of his motorcycle and caused the accident, then left the scene of the accident. And the motorcyclist that was behind him hit him from behind, knocked him off of his bike, and he was killed. Both parties that were involved in that accident did not come to us and apologize. Matter of fact, the person in the truck left the scene of the accident, and due to witnesses, the police was able to capture him and talk to him about the situation. I'm not exactly sure what happened. And the motorcyclist that hit my son, he was injured, but not real bad. Never heard a word from him.
I can barely stand right now. Everything is crashing down. And I wonder where you are. I try to find the words to pray. I don't always know what to say. But you're the one that can hear my heart.
But immediately upon the death of our son, the Lord moved in our hearts to intentionally forgive these people. My husband and I hit the floor on our knees. And we chose to forgive these people. I don't remember the person's name that drove the truck. Like I said, it's been about 24 years ago, and I don't think he's alive anymore, but I just praise God for his forgiveness that he gives us so that we can give it freely to others. Thank you for allowing me to share my story.
Now that is intentional living, when you can get to a place of forgiveness, because ultimately forgiveness is a form of freedom. Too many of us can live our lives in bondage because we choose to hang on. And I know it's hard for some to give it up, but forgiveness is a reminder of what intentional living is all about. That's an intentional decision. Tell us your story at theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Have you thought about what your one thing is? Becky's is to exercise 4 times a week for 30 minutes and eat more fruit and vegetables. Carol's is to get my house cleaned up and keep it clean all the time. It can be that simple. Share yours at theintentionallife.com. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
For 8 long, grueling years, I suffered from a dark depression, so much so that I begged God to let me die. I searched God's Word to know who this Jesus is, and I found Him. And I have surrendered to God my marriage, our children, our home, our cars, our money. Nothing's mine anymore.
People find complete freedom from sin and bondage because they choose a life in Christ. You help them make these choices as you support Intentional Living Monthly and keep us on the air. Become a member right now. Call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in 2014. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the brand new mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Christ. Randy?
Thank you, Kurt, and welcome back to Intentional Living Center. What an encouragement this is today to hear the impact of your lives, what God has been doing in your life. You're choosing to live intentionally. I look around and I see a world that's in chaos. I mean, you can't turn on the news anymore and just hear the top headlines without feeling discouraged and wondering as you shake your head, where in the world are we going as a people? Ultimately, as we live intentionally, boy, this is a message we need in this day and age to live intentionally for Christ. That's why we're passionate about this. And I thank those of you who are supporting the ministry, have joined us as either ongoing members. Thank you for sticking with us or becoming a new member. Appreciate it. Because, you know, intentional living includes the 5 essential areas. We're here to help you in your faith, your family, your work, your health, and your finances. And speaking of finances, Nancy's on the line in California waiting to talk about the impact that intentional living has had on her family in that area of finances. Hi, Nancy. How are you doing today?
Hello, Randy. How are you?
Good. How are you? Where in California are you today?
We're the Central Coast.
Beautiful place.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's wonderful.
In fact, I met you there in Pismo Beach.
Oh, yeah. We had some great conferences there, Kevin Lehman and myself.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great place. But an expensive place. So what are you teaching your kids about money?
Oh, my goodness. Well, they're grown and gone now, but apparently I did something right. My son, who was about, 17, he got a real good job, and he was saving for a truck in the local area. And he had enough money, and he found a truck that he really, really liked, and it had everything he wanted. But I was really struggling because he was going to have to finance it, and it was kind of pricey. And so I approached him, and I said, Brian, you know, I have X amount of dollars, and I would be happy to loan this to you without interest. But, you know, it's quite a bit less than what, you know, you wanted. And so he took a day or two and prayed about it, and he said, Mom, I'm gonna borrow from you. And so he bought his truck, and it wasn't as fancy, but he got the job done. And he was very, very faithful with the records and all that. But down the road, he had a month where he was really struggling. So I said to him, Brian, it's really okay. We could just take the money and, you know, attach it to the end of the loan. And so he goes, Mom, how do you expect me to learn if you're going to bail me out? And I was just like, I felt so silly, you know. I was just blown away that he had such integrity. And, you know, he's just always been like that, very responsible. And, you know, today he's just bought a home, and him and his wife, and they have their baby, and they're just blessed, and we're so happy.
Well, when you see young people make statements like that, can you imagine how
amazing.
Many parents would love to hear their son or daughter say, Mom, no, don't let me out of this. You got to hold me accountable. You know, there's got to be some logical or natural consequence here for this behavior. I'm guilty. I should be disciplined for this. You know, kids don't normally do that, but to raise a son who says, hey, hold me accountable, I'm going to follow through with my commitments, I'll tell you something, that's the kind of guy that women should want to marry, and that's the kind of dad that can raise the next generation of kids to also be responsible. And so you should feel good about that, Nancy.
I do, very much. And then another quick story about my youngest. She's got a little bit of ADD, and but what a sweetheart. And so she's ready to go to college, and I wanted her to go here to the local junior college. So I said, you know, I'll pay for your school and all your books and all that stuff. But she really wanted to go down south with some of her girlfriends to Long Beach. And I said, honey, I'm willing to pay your school and your books, but I'm not going to pay, you know, any kind of room for you. So anyway, she was determined, and she ended up graduating, and I kept trying to bribe her to come home, and no, she was determined to do it. And the fact that I was trying to bribe her to come home made her more determined to stay and make it through, and she graduated, and I'm so proud.
Good for you.
I was so proud.
Well, you raised some good kids there. Sounds like they're responsible adults, which is really a message of intentional living. We have a whole teaching, a whole class, a book and study guide on raising a responsible adult. Now, ultimately, we want them to be responsible, but we want them to be godly as well. But boy, those things do go hand in hand. If we're going to be godly following him, we're going to be responsible as well. Nancy, thank you for your call. Good stories today.
Hello, this is Evelyn in Albuquerque, New Mexico. This morning I heard Dr. Randy say that we need to pray with strangers instead of just telling them that we will pray for them. I was in the grocery store on the day that they give a 10% discount to seniors on everything that they buy. I am 80 years old, and I needed to rest before I checked out. So I sat on a bench with another lady, and we got to talking, and she told me she was 100 years old. We talked about how good God has been to us. Then I asked her if she knew that Jesus says in the Bible that you must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. I asked her if she was born again, and she said, no, what do I do? We prayed right there in the grocery store for her to make Jesus the Lord of her life. She gave me her phone number, and we have kept in touch since. I met her daughters who care for her. One of them called me last month to tell me that she had died. So she is in heaven with Jesus.
Wow, what a story. You know, it's the first time I've heard that one. It just came in on the phone, and Dawn's back in the studio. And Dawn, when I hear that, I'm reminded, if an 80-year-old can share Christ with a 100-year-old, what in the world are we doing?
I mean,
if this dear lady lived 100 years and no one ever shared the gospel with her, you know, we got a world right here in this country. We got neighbors who need to know Christ. And we are committed as a ministry to helping you fulfill your purpose for being on this planet, that you can live intentionally in your marriage, or if you're single in your singleness, and your family as a parent, sharing Christ and thrive at what God has for you. That's our passion. That's why one of the things that we do, Dawn, as you know, members who come and join us in support of the ministry to allow us to do this every day, we send you a monthly teaching every month to say thank you for your support, but also something to motivate you for living intentionally.
That's right. Very practical topics. This month's is called Overcoming Discouragement. Next month, we've got a great teaching about how you were made to thrive. Dr. Randy will teach that message, and you'll get that in your mailbox on CD. Very practical application of these topics, and it's just a way for us to come alongside you as you come alongside the Ministry of Intentional Living and the Intentional Living Center with your monthly gift of support of any amount. That's all a member is someone who chooses to support every month on an ongoing basis. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, or go online to our website to find out more, theintentionallife.com.
Fantastic. Thank you, Don. It's a reminder that we're here to encourage one another. In fact, let me play just an excerpt from the CD teaching you'll receive if you'll join us today. Because ultimately, when you think about it, if you take any formula, any of us, you know, you've been through math and calculus and algebra and so on in college or school, you know, when you got a formula like expectations minus reality equals disappointment, the only way you can change the answer here is to change one of these two things. You can either change reality or you can change your expectation. Those are the only two things you can do to deal with disappointment. And sometimes we can't do that. Sometimes we can't change reality. Reality is what it is. But we can change our expectations. And sometimes we need to change reality because the expectations are legitimate. That is a clip I shared with you from the teaching for this month. And as Dawn mentioned, as you join in support of the ministry, we'll get this to you if you're a new member. We'll send it to you here probably right after the first of the month. So thank you for standing with us. God bless you. You've been a great help. And our commitment to you is we'll be here every day. If this matters to you, if this message of encouragement matters, please do something to help us continue on. Your monthly support would be appreciated. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. You know, in the next program, we're going to talk about marriage, and we're going to open the phones and hear from couples and individuals around the country who have issues and challenges and hope for living intentionally in Christ. Tell us your story when you call 888-888-1717. See you next time.